I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now, athletic director for St. Francis Academy and co-head football coach. Athletic director is Nick Miles. Co-head football coach is William Russell. He's joining us right now. Guys, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thanks for having
Henry Russell, I'm sorry. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
thanks
Coach Russell.
On this morning.
Now, this is, I guess, what we're hearing right now from the other schools in your conference is two things that I'm hearing. Safety concerns, and you guys are not living up to the spirit of the rules of the MIAA. I have not heard any accusations of direct violation of the rules. What I'm hearing is the spirit of the rules, and we'll get into that. But first of all, my biggest question is safety. What concern have these other schools indicated to you about the safety and playing against St. Francis Academy?
Yeah, we really haven't heard anything about concerns directly to us from any of the other schools. I am friends with Calvert Hall's head coach, Donald Davis. Mm-hmm. We talk. We were talking last week, actually, about some things. And the concern they brought up to us during the offseason was playing a home game at Patterson Park. You know, we play our home games at Patterson Park, and they had concerns about playing there. They brought those up with me, and Donald and I talked about those things. But that was the last I really talked about any safety concerns with anybody in the league. There was no real mention of not playing us or, the safety concerns of lining up and playing against St. Francis. So that was kind of news to me. St. Joe is playing some top national programs this year. You know, they're playing Good Counsel, who's a top 25 team. They are extremely talented, big, strong kids. Mm-hmm. They are scrimmaging DeMatha, which is a big, strong team.
We all know.
And great programs. And so I don't really know what the safety concerns are with St. Francis.
Well, the big thing for me, the question I have, because this is really unfamiliar to me, the way this is done here, because I did not kid around, but not from here. Played football for 10 years. We didn't have anything like this where I played in the public school program. How do you guys recruit? And what about the rumors? Because obviously the rumors are out there. This is what people are complaining about, that the field's not level because you're recruiting from out of state. And, I believe when Biff did this last time at Gilman, it was recruited within the region, and got great players and gave them opportunities at Gilman. Now the complaint is you're getting players from, the football state. Florida's a football factory. So people saying, oh, they're getting these kids from Florida because, Florida, they have more NFL players than anybody except California. Sure. Is it true, and is that part of the program, things like that?
Do we recruit? Absolutely. We recruit heavily in this area, in mm-hmm. the Baltimore, D.C. area. We had, I think, five or six kids from out of state this past year.
Right.
There was two kids from Virginia, three kids from Virginia, one from Delaware, one from Pennsylvania, and then one from Florida, and the kid from Florida really didn't play much. He was kind of a younger kid who didn't get many reps on the field. So
there was no player from California.
Out of state. But does any other school that you know of in your conference, does anyone else do that, get kids from out of state?
Yeah, there are. McDonough's quarterback was a transfer from a high school in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Schools have been recruiting out of state, over the years and throughout the years and in multiple sports, not just football, but in basketball, lacrosse even. Right. I know there's kids from Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Delaware, D.C., all in the MIAA, participating on not just St. Francis, but other schools in the region.
Right. Now, here with this Henry Russell, co-head football coach, Nick Miles, the athletic director of St. Francis Academy, is joining us as well. Nick, I want to get back to the safety issue. Because any type of injuries and things like that are reported, you have to see it mm-hmm. as being the athletic director. Are there unusual injuries that take place on the field or complaints of that from other schools when playing against St. Francis? Because for me, if I'm concerned about my safety, then I'm saying that there are unusual injuries that take place when I'm playing St. Francis Academy.
In my time of being athletic director, the worst injury that happened to one of our kids. 2 years ago at Gilman, he was partially, we thought he was going to be paralyzed. He missed a whole semester of school. And other than that, it's been normal football. You know, football is it's a violent sport. So, you know, kids get injured. We get kids to get injured. Our teams get kids to get injured. But it's no difference from, you know, any kid that's playing football anywhere else. It hasn't been documented that if you play St. Francis, then, you know, you're going to get more injuries than normal.
All right. I want to go back to the competitive balance issue for both of you gentlemen. It was reported last year you guys outscored your opponents on the football field, 534-61. I've heard similar stories in dominance on the basketball court. What do your kids gain from these type of situations and slaughtering opponents and, you know, the mindset of the team, knowing that they're going to go in and beat up on a team that doesn't have the same type of talent level that you possess?
Well, let me just say this. I've been athletic director since 2010. And I'll give you our records, you know, our league records during that time. 2010, we was 0-8. We was 0-8 my first year as athletic director.
Okay.
2011, we were 6-1. We was in the C Conference. 2012, we were 7-0. We was in the C Conference. When we moved up to the A Conference, 3-3 our first year, 4-2 our second year in the A Conference, 0-6. We teed 0-6 before Coach Henry and Coach Henry came over as co-head coach. So MIAA is a great league. It's great schools, and it's very competitive. You know, some years we up, some years we down. Basketball. This previous year, we won a BCL championship, but we lost MIAA semifinals to Boys Latin. The year before, we were 16-18. So it was just like everything else. You're going to have some good years, you're going to have some bad years. We have not been dominant over a long period of time.
How long has it been? Just to,
what's changed late?
How long have you been this dominant? Is it a year, 2 years? I'm not familiar
with football?
This. Yeah.
In football, is this past year.
So it's one year?
We won the championship the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Which our biggest win was, I think, by 16 points. Might have been 14, 15 points. That was our biggest win in the league, was 15 points. Last year, we had some bigger wins in the league, including 28-7 over Calvert Hall, 37-22 over Mount St. Joe. But, you know, this has happened in the past. You know, Gilman had teams that outscored opponents in the league 217-7 one year. You know, so that's pretty dominant. You know, there's been years where there's been dominance in the league, and you know, it's not fun beating up on anybody, Jerry. Get back to your question. You know, you don't gain anything from beating up on anybody, but I don't think we're at a point where, you know, our games in the conference are not competitive. You know, even our championship game, the score didn't indicate it was a close game, but it was 9-7 at halftime. You know, and we had a great run in the third quarter to kind of open things up, but there were competitive games in the league this year.
Yeah. Nick Miles, Henry Russell joining us from St. Francis Academy. They will stick around with us right now. We got to pay some bills because we have other questions to ask, because this is a topic that will not go away, especially being that we have not heard from the MIAA on this as well. 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. St. Francis Academy Athletic Director Nick Miles, co-head football coach Henry Russell, in studio, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. One of the topics that's come up, and the whole not living up to the spirit of the rules of the MIAA, and we all know that surrounding transfers. Now, let me get this straight, Nick. When a kid has already enrolled in a school, you cannot approach that a kid about transferring to your school, am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so does that mean the kid that I lost out to you, she hadn't enrolled yet, right? So I can still go get her, right? This is about me right here.
We got a signed contract.
You guys, you already signed it?
Yeah, we got a signed contract.
Well, I'm going to challenge that, all right? But no, honestly, in the limits of participation for transfers, one of the things that says in the MIAA Policies and Procedures book that I stole off of Mike Naughton's desk early this morning at about 4 o'clock in the morning. It says a student may not represent more than one school during any academic year in scholastic academics, athletics, regardless of the affiliation of his association. A student athlete may appeal this guidelines based on a move of his primary residence of at least 30 miles. And that's one of the things that have come up in this whole transfer thing, that there's been the spirit of the 30-mile rule has been violated by St. Francis. Is that true?
No, I think when our football program came in, we had maybe one kid from a league school in a 2 years transfer, and that kid played JV. So we have not gotten any kids from other member schools. So, no, I mean, we haven't broken not one rule from the MIAA. We follow all the rules and all the guidelines. When you say spirit of the rule, I really don't understand what's the spirit. The spirit is the rule. You either follow the rule or you don't follow the rule. We've been following the rule, so we're following the spirit.
Now, and I ask you because if there are any allegations of rule breaking rules, it has to come your way being the athletic director.
Absolutely. It comes directly to my office. I'm in contact with Lee Dove at least once a month, sometimes, more often, but like I said, we haven't broken any rules, so I don't understand the spirit of the rules. Either you follow the rules or you don't, and we follow the rules of St. Francis Academy.
Now, Coach Russell, in that light, being the coach that you know about recruiting, do you all actively recruit players who are on other MIAA rosters?
No, we don't. We follow the rules, like Nick was saying. Do we recruit? Yes, but we don't recruit outside of the scope of the rules of the MIAA. Being the coach of, Biff Pogge, the name that he has, the name that Bill McGregor has, our assistant head coach who was the head coach at DeMatha for 29 years, people reach out to us. I mean, I get an average of 10 to 20 emails or phone calls or, highlights that they get sent to me from people wanting to come to St. Francis. I mean, that's literally every week. So people reach out to us at this point.
One of the allegations made when this topic first came out was the academic standards, saying, I don't know what happened to Gilman, if they maintain them. People are saying the academic standards are not being adhered to at St. Francis now because Biff pays the tuition. You can decide who gets in, who doesn't get in. Is that true at all? And is the same standard as everybody else?
That's definitely not true. Our standards, you got to have a 2.5. You got to write an essay. You got to come and interview with our president. We review all your transcripts. You got to take, if you're coming from eighth grade, you got to take standardized tests, either the MSAs or the Catholic placement tests. And they're the same standards that I've been at St. Francis 12 years, and we had the same standards for the last 12 years.
Now, as a St. Francis parent called in Thursday, I was not here Friday, who said you all had the same academic guidelines as everyone else. I know for us, IAAM, not all schools have the same academic requirements, so I don't know if that's to be true. You have your academic guidelines, but there's no uniform.
No, there's no uniform.
Okay.
Well, as long as theirs haven't changed, as well.
Right. Yours hasn't changed.
I mean, St. Francis' mission from day one, 185 years ago, was to help kids that didn't have a shot to go to a private school.
Right.
Give them a shot at a private Catholic education, have a chance to change the trajectory of their lives. And that's still St. Francis' mission to this day.
Yeah. My question was, because they all have different standards. But I'm like, sure that's
Gilman's? No, it's not. Is Calvert Hall the same as Gilman? No, it's not. They're different throughout the league, but our kids are going to class. They're going to study hall. And you know what? It's paying off because they're going to great colleges. This year, we have a kid going to Georgetown. We got one going to Duke. Last year, we had a kid go to West Point. You don't just get into those schools.
Right. No, you're
right.
But going back to Ed's question, just to make sure I didn't step on your question, the academic standards of St. Francis today is the same that it was 5 years ago and 10 years ago.
12 years ago, when I arrived, academic standards are the same. And getting back, to his question, most of those people with those opinions never spent the day at St. Francis. They haven't never been in the school besides the gym. So I always invite anybody to come in and give it a look. I don't really talk about St. Joe Calvert Hall. I've never been there during the school day. I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do at Gilman. Henry does. I don't. People don't know what we do at St. Francis. Come by, really give us a look, give us a shot, shadow a class, and then you'll really understand what we do at St. Francis. Watching Henry and the football team have, weight room and study hall and watching 40 kids sitting there studying for hours with tutors, it's unbelievable. Come in and watch a study hall. Don't come watch a football game. Watch what we do outside the athletic field, and you'll really be impressed.
We hear so much about the financial resources you guys have. Go ahead and explain the facilities, though, that you work with, because I'm told you don't even have your own practice football field.
Yeah, we don't have anything. We are working on trying to get a locker room right now. That's in progress, which would be great, so we can get out of Knicks basketball locker room. We practice all over the city. We practice at the YMCA on 33rd Street sometimes. Dunbar has opened up their arms to us. We practice there sometimes. We practice at Patterson Park sometimes.
Is it a space issue?
There's no field. There's no space. Yes, there's no space at the field. The school, excuse me.
It's more of a financial resources issue. We don't have the financial resources that those other institutions have.
Well, see, there's this belief here that you have a big name guy running your program with a lot of money and resources, and you can afford all that.
Well, you know, all the money that he has been helping out with goes directly to the kids. You know, and the kids to us are the most important thing. You know, do we want a brand new, beautiful field, or do you want to have a kid that doesn't have a shot at a private education to give him that chance?
Just to put this in perspective, just, you know, because I was talking, I find this funny because my school was public, not private, but we didn't have a home field. We used to practice we used to walk through Fort Greene Park to a city field, practice on the field, and we played 10 away games.
Wow.
We wore white every game. We played 10 away games to see. We had no home field. And they don't even have a fake home field. So it happens.
So right. Patterson Park is your...
That's our semi-home field.
Yes. No, that is our home field. That's our home. You know, that they welcome open arms. We are very appreciative to Baltimore City Parks and Recs for allowing us to play there. And without them, we don't know where we'd be. I mean, I remember when they shut down the field and the Ravens redid it, we had to go play our football games at Howard County because, you know, Coach Masai Halimari had relationships out in Howard County, and we went all the way to Howard County to play football.
Nice
so,
fields.
You know, and I think resources, I don't understand. We definitely don't have the resources that other schools have.
I mean, Jerry, the resources that, you know, you're bringing up, those are going directly to help the school, you know, to have teachers to pay the electrical bills, you know, to keep the school up and running, you know, to be frank with you. You know, the school has very limited resources, and all those scholarships that are coming in are going right to help the school.
The one thing that is the hot topic that we still haven't gotten to, you were at Gilman and now you're at St. Francis. You said no one complained when Biff did the same thing at Gilman. Now allegations, Mike Preston wrote about it. Do you think it's a race issue?
Yeah, and that, as Ed just said, is the elephant in the room that doesn't deserve a one-minute response, so we're going to get to that on the other side. Athletic director for St. Francis Academy, Nick Miles, joining us. Co-head football coach Henry Russell is joining us as well. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, this topic came out last week and of teams not wanting to play you guys, citing safety concerns and also violating the spirit of the MIAA rules, competition rules. Your principal, Deacon Curtis Turner, Dr. Deacon Curtis Turner, issued a statement last week, I believe Thursday, and given the mission of St. Francis Academy since 1828 to teach children of color to read the Bible, an illegal act in the slave state of Maryland at the time. It says for 190 years, you all stood as a beacon of hope for those trapped by poverty, despair, racial injustice, and lack of educational opportunities. And he says for 190 years, you've done this, which means this is what you still do. You all talked of Gilman's dominance in high school football some years ago, not that long ago. I got to be honest with you. I said to Ed and Jerry several times, I really got fully in high school sports when my kids went to high school. I knew it from a peripheral, but I really dug into it. So I know what's happened over the last 5 years, more so than 10 years ago. So I believe you when you say that other teams have dominated in the MIAA. And from my understanding, Nick, you've been there for over a decade. Has anyone ever decided to forfeit games in any sport in the MIAA because of dominance?
No, this is unheard of.
A conference game.
Yeah, this is unheard of in my 12 years.
Why now?
I don't know. That's the question you got to ask those two institutions that decided, you know, that they said they're not going to play us.
And the other institutions that said that they may consider it as well?
Well, other institutions, that I guess they'll make a decision after our conference this week in Easton.
Will you be there?
Absolutely. Okay. We'll definitely be there. We're going to go straight from here to the conference. That's our next stop. And we're going to address the issues, you know. How they're going to respond, what they're going to say, we don't know. But that's not our call. And we would love to hear what they're going to say about the issues.
And I think you got to look at the facts in the situation, you know, to answer your question. Because I don't know the difference. At Gilman, the record over 19 years was 84-18, okay? The record versus Gilman's record versus Mount St. Joe was 17-2. That included wins of 35-0, 49-34, 35-14, 20-0, 42-0, 49-7, 56-28, 37-7, 42-6, 38-14, and 30-7. Okay, against Calvert Hall. Gilman was 18-3 over that stretch. Wins of 42-0, 35-7, 37-14, 35-7, 37-9, 35-7, 35-0. Okay, at St. Francis, we're 2-0 against those two schools. And the games were 14-0 against Calvert Hall and 28-7 against Calvert Hall. Against St. Joe, 37-22 last year.
I guess the flip side then is, you're so dominant, what's the benefit being in a conference if you're not even getting competition then? Like, what benefit for your guys playing against guys that aren't at the same level?
Hey, Ed, I don't think you can say we're so dominant. It's been 2 years. It's no history. 2 years is not enough history. And in 2016, the points for was 135-106. You know, I mean, we won the games, but they were all close games in 2016. We had 1 year of pretty much dominance.
So let me ask this, the other follow-up question. Mm-hmm. You guys have 2 years of dominance. Gilman had 19, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody bitched.
I'm dead serious now. Like,
nobody bitched about this over 19 years?
I don't think we had a lot of friends at Gilman during that stretch.
Yeah. You were at Gilman during that run.
I was. I played two of those years and coached for seven of those years. So
what do you think's changed?
The elephant in the room has changed. You know, the location, you know, the color of the kids, basically. You know, the majority of the roster.
As Mike Preston wrote about in Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com.
Yeah. I never want to talk with other people or say what's their position, but, I mean, this is unheard of. For you, you know, it's 2 years, you know, over. Right. You know, Gilman was there 19 years when Coach Russell and Coach Posey was at Gilman. We played them. I was the athletic director. They beat us 50-0 last time we played them. 50-0. We
I think it's worse than that, Nick.
Well, y'all let up a little bit. It was 50-0. I mean, we took it like a man, and we prepared to get better. So, you know, you have rough spots, you have rough patches, but we ain't beat nobody 50-0 this year. Not one of those two schools, you know. So,
And there's been dominant teams in the league in other sports as well. Yeah. You know, Loyola Swimming has won 20 of the 23 championships. Mount St. Joe Wrestling and McDonough Wrestling have basically won every wrestling championship.
Was it McDonough's girls lacrosse?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah. Gilman Tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gilman Tennis has won 5 straight years. You know, Calvert Hall Baseball had a stretch where they won 5 straight championships. I think they were ranked, you know, top 10 nationally during that stretch.
Now, football is a different animal, though. You're talking about safety, and that's been the word that's come up, safety. Would you all be opposed to if the MIAA, led by Lee Dove, got together and proposed different rules for football in terms of recruiting, in terms of different from lacrosse and other sports? Would you be opposed to that?
MIAA is a league of 32 different schools with one rule book for all sports. So I think the rules got to apply to all sports. And I think another elephant in the room is the reason why the rules are the same is because the MIAA main sport is lacrosse. So if you change some major rules in football, it's going to affect lacrosse. So it's a lot of things that's not really talked about. People don't ever think about that. The transfer rule, they're thinking about changing it. We'll talk about it this week up in Easton. 3 seniors and 3 juniors. We'll be fine with that. You know,
if they change the transfer rule, you're fine with that.
Yeah, if they change the transfer rule, we're fine with that. We want to participate in MIAA, and we're going to follow whatever rules that the league, you know, that everybody is going to have to adhere to for all sports.
Have you all heard from Lee Dove?
With a definitive answer or with a conversation?
A conversation.
You know, we'll get back with you and we'll let you know, you know.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean.
But no definitive answer.
No, no direction, pretty much. You know, you sink or swim on your own and, you know, you figure it out, you know.
Yeah, speaking of phone calls, I mean, this obviously we just learned. We read what we read. We don't know what we're told here. How many conversations did you have with your schools in your conference before they withdrew or forfeited? Like, did anyone say to tell you, about it, was this coming, or they just, you know, not?
Craig gave me a call Monday morning.
Who's Craig?
Craig Lovis is the AD at St. Joe. So Monday morning, before they made the decision, he had the decency to give me a call. You know, I didn't like the call, but I appreciated that. As an athletic director, I appreciated Craig reaching out to me and letting me know, so I didn't have to read about it.
So you got a heads up there, but you didn't see the rest of the train coming down the tracks.
No, but to that point, I haven't, or my head of school hasn't got a call from Calvert Hall. Which was ridiculous. A courtesy call, Nick. This is what we're thinking about. You know, we're going in this direction. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, again, I just find it odd this time of year because, I mean, football camp begins in the summer.
Yeah.
So doing it in June is really tough.
I mean, I shouldn't be sitting here right now. You know, this should have been talked about behind closed doors.
So you're okay with the way Loyola did it in January?
I am, because we all knew what was happening in January. We were able to schedule a game. Everybody in the league was able to either schedule a game or figure if they wanted a bye week, they could have a bye week. You know, you could make plans for what happened at that point. You know, we had no conversation with Calvert Hall or Mount St. Joe up until, you know, this past week.
I guess in closing, here we are today. And hopefully when you come down from off this mountaintop from Easton, we'll have answers. And again, I spoke with Lee Dove yesterday. He says that he'll get with the governing board and they'll decide something, even though it's not officially on the agenda. Based on the results, what we see right now, would you all, Nick, have done anything differently so we wouldn't be here today?
No, I mean, I'm so appreciative to, you know, first Coach Tyler Marion, who came and changed the football program. And I think, you know, Coach Russell and Coach Posey's, you know, coming in and helping build on the foundation that Coach Tyler Marion started. And we're just trying to help kids. We're trying to get kids to college. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody else is talking about winning football games. And I'm worried about that. Those 26 kids is getting a full scholarship. You know, if it's not for sports, you know, just like you said earlier, Ed, they wouldn't be getting a college education.
I wouldn't have gone to private. I went to private college. I wouldn't have gone there. I would have had to go to community college, whoever paid for it.
And that's what it's all about to me. You know, any coach, you know, Rob, I know you coach. Any coach wants to win. But the most important goal of St. Francis is changing these kids' lives. And we're giving kids that wouldn't have opportunity, you know, to go to college and graduate from college.
Yeah.
You know, get college degrees and become productive citizens, productive males and females. And that's what makes me proud.
The one person who I know, we all know personally, who benefited from this program at the was Bob Ehrlich.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have gone to Princeton without this.
Yeah.
It's a fact. I mean,
and you're right about that. You know, all coaches want to win, but, you know, our motto, women's basketball at Mount Carmel, scholarships over championships.
Yeah.
You want to win a championship, but that's really for the school. Hang that banner and say, look what we did. But the scholarships were really, you know, John Calipari said when he had, what was it, five guys drafted in the NBA, this is the greatest day in Kentucky basketball history. And people scoffed at that. They said, look, all the banners we have. And Calipari said, look, I'm sorry. I'm in this to create millionaires.
Yeah.
and when he finally won a national championship, he said, now people can shut up, but my mission doesn't change. I'm in this for changing lives, so I agree with you on that. So when this is all said and done, we're here to say right now, when this is all said and done, are you saying that the MIAA and other schools will find that the St. Francis broke no rules?
We broke no rules. And like I said, our mission is not going to change. You know, we want to get quality young men, and we want to get young men from the inner city, and we want to change their lives and send them to college.
And there's no chance that you all will drop out of the MIA?
No, not a chance. You know, as long as I'm the athletic director at St. Francis, we're definitely going to play in
the
MIA.
That's the MIA calling right now.
Is there a chance that they will kick you out of the MIA?
We haven't broken any rules to be kicked out of the MIAA. So, I mean,
there's
no way for them to kick us out.
Hey, thank you for your time, gentlemen.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.